This is Fresh Air. I'm Barbara Bogave in for Terry Gross. When Michael Lewis started researching his new book, Moneyball, he had a simple question. How did the Oakland A's, a motley collection of baseball misfits and utility players with the second lowest payroll in all of baseball, win so many games? The answer lies, as it often does in baseball, with statistics. In this case, a very creative and unusual use of statistical analysis on the part of the A's general manager, Billy Beane. Beane paid attention to numbers collected over the years by a group of baseball enthusiasts, including software engineers, physics professors, and Wall Street analysts, numbers that most everyone else in baseball ignores. These stats enabled Beane to discern the unique talents of undervalued players no one else wanted. He then assembled and regrouped them on the field according to their strengths, eventually pulling together a winning team last year. Michael Lewis followed the A's through the 2002 season. He's also the author of Liar's Poker and The New Thing. Terry asked Lewis to talk about the prevailing wisdom that teams with the most money to spend on players win the most games.
Well, the American League West, which has Oakland, the Seattle Mariners, the Anaheim Angels, and the Texas Rangers in it, finished in exact inverse relation to the amount of money the team spent on players. I think Oakland spent $40 million and won 103 games. Anaheim won a few games less and spent $20 million more. Seattle won a few games less than that and spent $20 million more than Anaheim. And Texas won 20 or 30 games less than everybody, and they spent, I don't know, $110, $115 million of some vast sum of money. So that was anybody who believed that money bought success in baseball would have been perplexed by how the American League West finished.
Okay, so we're talking about money in baseball, and you've pointed out that the discrepancy between the richest and the poorest of the baseball teams is bigger than the discrepancy, the financial discrepancy, in any of the other sports like basketball or football. Why is it so big in baseball? Is there a reason for it?
Yes, because the teams have never agreed to share revenues with each other. They share modest amounts of revenues, but in the other sports, there's more central control of the sport, and the teams have all agreed that it's for the good of the sport. That the best thing that the teams that are naturally richer, which would be, you know, for example, the New York teams, the big market teams, we share a lot of what they get from, say, their local media contracts with the other teams. In baseball, the principal source of the discrepancy between the teams is local media contracts. So the New York Yankees get, I don't know, a couple of $100 million a year for their local television rights, which they're not obliged to share with the other teams.